Thank you for the privilege of knowing you, the privilege of relationship. Blessed be your name, Lord, for this service. Breathe upon the service. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. We give you the praise, Lord. Thank you for all you did in Czech Republic. And thank you for all you do all the time. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Welcome somebody to God's presence as you take your seat. Once again, greetings to you from the Czech Republic. We had the most exciting time there. We'll show you the clips shortly. Welcome everyone here today. We have various excellences here, spiritual and governmental. You're all welcome in Jesus' name. Very, very quickly, our subject this morning is foundation for true worship and praise. Foundation. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21, he said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. We said in the first service that foundation is the determinant of the destiny of every construction. The strength of everything is tied to the foundation. The root of a tree determines both the strength and the stability of the tree. Its root determines its strength. Determines its stability. If our praise worship life will be solid, if our praise will not be flippant, if it will be concrete and produce results, it must be deeply rooted in certain roots, in certain foundations. In the first service, we saw four of them. The first foundation was the joy of relationship with God. We may not be able to go into all of this detail, and it is good to go through the first service. The joy of salvation. It's difficult for sinners to know what is called praise or worship. The joy of relationship with God. The joy of salvation. Number two is the knowledge of God and faith in God. Literally, the faith that comes from knowing God, it fuels praise. It fuels worship. The faith that comes from knowing God. Number three is the attitude and heart of gratitude. A grateful heart is a praiseful heart. No one can be praiseful who is not grateful. Number four is the heart of love and affection for God. Worship flows from love Worship flows from affection for God. The heart of love, the heart of affection for God. In this second service, we shall look at four more. It's going to be number one for the sake of this service, but number five overall. And that is the life of uprightness. Praise is easy when life is upright. Joy is spontaneous. Praise is spontaneous with upright living. Psalm 29 verse 2. He says, worship the Lord. Give unto the Lord a glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Our lives, upright lives, makes worship effortless. Psalm 33 verse 1. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. For praise is comely for the upright. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye uprighteous. So your righteousness, your uprightness, makes rejoicing in the Lord easy. Psalm 119 verse 7. Again. He says, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. So guilt is an attack on true worship. Guilt is an attack on true worship. An unclear conscience attacks your praise. Very, very important. That is why most times sinners are lost when it is time for worship. They are lost. They don't know what to do. They are just confused. That was number one. Number two, which is actually number six here, is the revelation of the word of God. The word of God provokes joy. Joy provokes praise. The revelation of the word of God. The revelation of the word of God provokes an explosion of joy in the life of people. And that culminates in an explosion of praise. I believe it was in James chapter 5 and in verse 13. Where he said, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, is any joyful, let him sing, let him praise. So joy provokes praise. And the word of God provokes joy. Jeremiah 15 verse 16. He said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy words was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. The word of God causes the heart to rejoice. That flows in praise. Psalm 119 verse 162. You say, I rejoice at thy word. At one as one that findeth great spoil. The word of God leads to an expression of joy. The joy leads to an expression of praise. Psalm 56 verse 4. He said, in God, I will praise his word. That is, his word will push me into praise. I will praise his word in God. Verse 10 of the same chapter of Psalm 56. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise. The word of God gives you reason for praise.
In a depressed world, in a hopeless world, in a world of uncertainty, in a world filled with wickedness, the word gives you reason to praise. The word of God gives us reason to hope.
The word of God gives us reason to praise. I believe there's someone here today. Your God and my God is giving you a reason to praise him right now. You believe that? Say it loud, amen. In Esther chapter 8 and in verse 16, it said the Jews, they had light and gladness and joy. Every time there is light, it will activate gladness, it will activate joy. The light of God's word, the light of God's revelation. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Someone say amen at the top of your voice. What is our foundation? Number three is the recognition of God as the source of all goodness. The recognition of God as the source of all goodness. Many times we take God for granted, and we take the good things we see for granted. In Acts chapter 17, verse 25 and 28, it said, neither is God worshipped with man's hand, as though he needeth anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. He giveth to us life. He giveth to all breath. He giveth to us all things. The meaning is, there is nothing you had that it was your wisdom that gave you. There is nothing you had that it was your certificate that gave you. Because there are those with better certificates. There is nothing you have that it was your connection that gave you. The Bible said it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. There is nothing you have. If you traveled and you returned back safe, it is not because you prayed too well or because the pilot was an expert. I heard of a French billionaire got a brand new Falcon, was it 7X or 8X aircraft, top of the range, type that can fly from here straight to China without stopping. Just if a 1-2 hours flight, billionaire crashed to death, brand new plane. You flew, every time you traveled, every time you experience anything that is good around you, don't ever beat your chest and claim that you did it. It is when you are able to recognize God as the source of everything good, praise is it flows. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 13 and 14, he said, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I? David is speaking. And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort
For all things come from you, and it is your own thing that we are giving back to you. Who are you to say tithe or offering or this one? So that's just, that is just garbage. Who owns anything on it? How much did you buy your breath? What struggle did you struggle to wake yourself up in the morning? People are arguing. All things came from you. We are not giving you anything we generated. If I make money, the wisdom and brain I have to make it, he gave me. The favor that brought it, he gave me. The energy that I went out to work with, he gave me. The life that I have, my heart is beating. Lungs are working, kidneys are working, he gave me. All things are of you and of your own. When you recognize God as the source, you have a wife that is not giving you trouble. It's not your expertise, oh. You have a man, a husband, that is not the worst devil of your life. Gift from God. Appreciate it. Children that are cool-headed. It's not expertise. It's God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's God. No, on our way back from Czech Republic, my heart was so full of appreciation. First of all, we arrived. We were received. Received excitedly. You will see the clip shortly. Europeans, those who came from France, those who traveled by road 20 hours in European road, not African road, traveled 20 hours, rented about 7-8 buses to come for the conference, 100% whites. Lord, who are we? Who are we? They came, received us at the airport. They were the people driving us. They were the people standing at security, official government security. One person among them there paid for hotel for us. You want to know the price per night? 2,000 euros. One night. For one room. One suit. Or whatever it is. He has up and down, climb up and so on. But the place was 30 minutes from the hotel, from the meeting venue. And before you go and then you return back, and then return back for commanding the day, I told them, this is too far. Is there no hotel close to the venue? They said there is one that you walk out to the venue, and that was what we did. You walk out, before 5 minutes you are in the hotel. He said, but that less than, but that one is not good for you, it's too small. I said, no, we didn't come here for hotel. We came here for people. We came here for people. They said that one is not good. I said, for where? We are going to bring in KB this week. Which hotel we stay? I don't know which hotel we stay there. But after that, Gombe. I don't know where we stay there. We went to Ida. We carried trailer motor to sleep inside in Ida. In the event of anything. We went to rural villages in Benue State. We slept in motor home. We slept inside motor. We didn't come here for hotel. We came here for people. The man said, I said, how would you be able to collect your money back? He said, that is not an issue. Being able to see you in person, and you are here,
What is the, forget about what money is that? So they had to shift us to the one we can walk 5 minutes. But that one, by the time you leave here, before you can reach here, the room has finished. But I'm okay. How many hours did we sleep in the room? We left for commanding the day by 11. By the time we reached, it was about 3 a.m. We wanted to sleep by 5 a.m. to wake up by 6 a.m. to go to the airport and return back. But that sleep was not achieved. Do you understand what I'm saying? All these things, who are you? Not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. If not for mercy, you finish on Friday, you flee on the same Saturday morning, you flee on the same Saturday morning to arrive here, to preach in crusade on Saturday evening, and then be in church this Sunday morning. How? What would have made that easy if not for the help of God? If we are to follow normal schedule, those of our people that got return ticket, the only flight they could get back is Monday. Hallelujah. Please, never ever you beat your chest and think that anything you see that is around you good was because you did it, or because you merited it, or because you were so powerful. If you think so, ask Nebuchadnezzar. When he said, "My power built this house," God told him, "I will show you who owns the earth." By the time he sent him to University of Animal Husbandry in Babylon to learn animology, not zoology, not from study but by experience of being an animal, at the end of 7 years, his senses return back. He said, "I now believe there is a God in heaven and that he is the owner of everything." This, beloved brothers and sisters, will make your praise flow, will make your worship flow, will make it flow. You are in church today, not in chains. There are those in chains now. It is his mercy. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. The recognition of God as the source of all good. And finally, the heart of submission and humility towards God. The heart of submission. When your life is surrendered, worship is a flow. When your life is surrendered, worship is a flow. A life surrendered and submitted to God is a life of worship. People who live in rebellion and live in disobedience to God, they are never able to worship God. A life in submission to God. Psalm 95, verse 6, he said, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." In Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, when the wise men from the east came, they saw the young child with his Mary's mother. They fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. They fell down and worshipped. Hallelujah. It's not of him. I don't own myself. I don't own my life. Whenever you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my life. When Whenever you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my life. In the morning you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my life. In the church you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my life. In the evening you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner of my life. In my house you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the owner. He's the owner. He's the owner. He's the owner of my life. He's the owner. 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 He's the owner of my soul. He's the owner. He's the owner. So worship becomes easy. Going on your knees becomes easy. Lying prostrate becomes easy. Prostrate becomes easy. Weeping becomes easy. He owns you. He owns your life. You don't own 1 second of your life. He owns you. Beloved, if you will identify those things, you live a life of uprightness. Connect with the revelation of the word. Recognize God as the source of all goodness. You have a heart of submission and humility towards God. Your worship will be deep. It will be rich. And results will be drastic. Two things I want to say as counsel. Number one, determine to lay a very good foundation for your worship life through quality relationship with God. Quality. A relationship of quality. Don't be one leg in church, one leg in the world. Mean business with God. Let God consider you serious. Determine to lay very good foundation for your worship life through quality relationship with God. Number two, avoid the spell of ingratitude. Reject the entitlement mentality. Reject it. The entitlement mentality. And it's a new day. Want to appreciate God as we proceed? We just came back from the Czech Republic, like I told you. Help us show us this, the clips of what we experienced there. And then we'll show the 600 days of
She had a stroke.
Yes.
And that stroke affected her brain to the degree that she doesn't have a functional part of it. She's supposed to be a vegetable.
She's supposed to be a vegetable. Oh, I hear that. A neurologist is present here.
Yeah, you know, they took away part of the skull.
That is her, because of the demon. Who is neurologist, her doctor.
Visited her. No doctor supposed her to walk.
And she said no doctor expects her to walk.
No doctor neočekával, že by mohla chodit.
Multiple sclerosis.
Multiple sclerosis.
I see ice cold Europe about to melt in the fire of the Holy Ghost. You are permitted to have winter in the physical, but you are not permitted to have winter in the spiritual. In the realm of the spirit, the only thing allowed is perpetual summer. From Europe to Piwoli.
Everything thing that is not above your body, you can't go right now. You spirit of infirmity, you affliction, lose your grip on the lives of the people. And in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, somebody shall go. In the name of Jesus, cut the power of your head to the throne of your feet and can you heal?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
that's
all that. Completely, totally deaf. Mama, and the ear is open. Give the Lord a big praise for now. In the book of John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible speaking says, the thief cometh not unto the king to steal and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come by the Lord.
Give the Lord a praise. How many of you believe in the reality of God? We saw very, very drastic testimonies. Our people are not even able to capture it all now. But I want a capture that will contain that little child that was born deaf. And yes, we'll put them together. That was born deaf. We put all of them together. That was born deaf. That child in the commanded day that had a pituitary gland hypothalamus kind of situation, that would put all of them together and watch them in the church. That would not walk without drugs. I only carried him a day or two. I didn't know anything. I didn't pray for him. Just carried him in my hand as I was carrying the little children. That was it. That boy danced on the altar with me. Who couldn't stand, not to talk of walk, without drugs. He was off it for almost a day or two and was whole. We saw other very, very drastic manifestations of God in that place. And we said to him, be all the glory. For the next 7 minutes, I want somebody to celebrate God, to dance and celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and let us honor him. It's our season of praise. If there is something you are trusting God to do for you, he is going to do it now. Stand up on your feet, somebody, and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your message. Thank you for your word. to me today. Say, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to lay a good foundation for worship in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to flow in the climate of gratitude continually in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and thank the Lord right now. Ask him, Father, thank you. I ask you that you help me to flow in that great climate of gratitude continually. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's go on ahead in celebration.
You are God and God alone. You do all none else can do. That is why your name is called the Most High. You are God and God alone.
You are God and God alone.
You do all none else can do. That is why.
Testimonies from commanding the midnight prayer, 600 days, fruitfulness testimonies, marital testimonies, healing testimonies, and all manner. We are continuing tonight on the 600 day of commanding the midnight prayer appreciation. As you see those, the screen, the testimonies you see there, anyone you desire is your portion. Dance and celebrate like you are testifying. Let's go.
I said through the corner, not a Jericho wall. That's you, Lord, walking over the sea. Johnny water to wine. I said right to the wall. That's you, Lord. Yeah.
Just get out of here.